Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
My name is Dr. Benjamin Lebrow. I'm an American-born physician who trained at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. I practiced as a hospitalist in Dublin for 2 years, primarily in geriatrics and internal medicine. We've set up a nonprofit organization called the Floating Doctors, and our mission is to carry a team of doctors and support workers on a 9-month voyage down through Central America and the Eastern Pacific Islands, bringing advanced healthcare to some of the most remote places on Earth.
In January 2009, Dr. Benjamin Lebrow and his team of 6 other individuals embarked on their medical relief mission, traveling aboard the eco-friendly vessel Blue Norther. At certain destinations, they set up a mobile tented clinic providing free medical services that focus on preventive as well as acute care. The number of patients they expect to treat most likely will exceed 10,000 to 14,000 during the 9 months. The doctors also plan to conduct a study to evaluate the situation of world health based on the places they visit.
We'll be going to a lot of areas where there's no medical care and no access to medical care. We are going to be going to a lot of places that are completely cut off and isolated. A lot of what we're going to see, really advanced complications of diabetes, of heart disease, things of that nature, benign skin tumors. So we're going to really try and focus on those kinds of things as our acute problems. But we also want to leave a really lasting impact.
The kind of long-term effect that Dr. Lebrow wishes to achieve is a close and personal touch, where the physician can speak with the patients and observe them directly to understand the patient's conditions beyond an array of test results. The doctor could then recommend lifestyle changes that could make a permanent difference in the lives of the patients and their families.
You know, families living kind of at the survival line in the developing world can't really afford for their main earner to become ill or be incapacitated. You know, that can mean not just the death or incapacitation of one person, but of a whole family. And by extension, a whole community can ride on one person. So we're really going to focus on trying to leave lasting improvements in health so that the future burden of disease is reduced after we leave.
Dr. Lebrow believes that though his mission is small in scale, the difference that the floating doctors will be making could be extensive. For each individual matters greatly.
A lot of people have asked as well, you'll never be able to treat everybody in the world, which is of course true. If all of my efforts on this next voyage only result in one woman so that her baby is born healthy and normal, and that her baby and her family aren't saddled with that horrible tragedy of a birth defect or a miscarriage. Even if I could just help that one person, to me that would be one person, and to everybody else that would be one person. But to her, she's an entire universe. And the people that depend on her, the people that love her, the people that she affects. So since we'll hopefully be treating over 14,000, I hope to leave a really lasting impact. I really do.
Dr. Lebrow recalls some of his own experiences that powerfully shaped his health-giving mission today.
When I got my first group of patients, many of them were completely rigid with Parkinson's, their Alzheimer's were completely out of control. And they were coming in from hospitals, but just not able to receive the level of care and the level of calm surroundings and routine. Within a few months, we had some of these people able to converse with some of their family members, and actually we got a lot of people mobile again. What I didn't realize was that when you have the time to put in and you're willing to put the effort in to someone's treatment, you can often make huge improvements. And that really got me focused on trying to improve people's health, not just maintain it. The first time I ever stopped in a developing world to do a sidewalk consultation from a patient, I knew I was going to be back. I should look back and say, what am I going to be best suited? How can I be of service? So I grew up on the water, and my background is also in classical medicine, on the efficient delivery of healthcare. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a sailboat, and I'm going to put doctors and medical supplies on board, and I'm going to sail around the world, and I'm going to treat as many patients as I can and demonstrate that you don't have to spend lots and lots and lots of money to leave a permanent improvement in people's health. You just have to be willing to go and do it. Stop and help.
It was Dr. Benjamin Labrot's father, the esteemed physician Dr. George Labrot, who also went abroad on medical missions and taught his son to always stop to help others. When we return, Dr. Benjamin Labrot recounts a time that he stopped to help while on vacation in Africa. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television as we honor Dr. Labrot, recipient of the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Shanghai. Welcome back to our program. Dr. Labrot believes a good physician is never off duty entirely and is always ready to assist. He now shares an experience he had while on holiday in Africa.
My backpack was packed full of medications and supplies. I stopped in this Maasai village in the middle of desolate, barren plain in Tanzania. And it came out that I was a doctor. As soon as that came out, I got a steady stream of, doctor, while you're here, do you mind having a look at this thing? I love those sidewalk consultations. In about 15 minutes, I went from kind of just walking around looking at this little Maasai village to being seated on 10 deep, semicircle around me. I must have treated 100 people in just a couple of hours. I just remember at the end how heartbreaking it was when I got to the bottom of my bag and I was out of supplies and there were still, you know, like 100 people who needed help.
Dr. Labrot knew that there could never be a backpack large enough to fill the needs that he had seen in his travels. However, this time, with the floating doctor's mission, the Blue Norther may just be that bigger backpack.
This is the vessel Blue Norther. 43-foot aluminum sloop built in 1971 by Doug Peterson.
Dr. Labrot brings aboard not only his medical expertise, but also his thorough knowledge and talent for sailing. The boat carries medical supplies and tents for the clinic, for the six doctors, and support staff.
On this boat, we won't actually be bringing patients aboard except to treat them in the most superficial ways. Most of our treatment is going to be done off the boat in our land-based medical clinic. If we can demonstrate unequivocally that this is a success, then we intend to move up with our next vessel to a 90-foot vessel that would be capable of sustaining a crew of about 15 to 20 doctors and support staff and could sustain at least one fully equipped operating suite, because we would like to be able to conduct major surgeries. The ethos on the ocean for almost all of history is you always stop and help. And maybe that found its way into me when I was a young kid and stayed. Because that's still how I feel, and that's what I intend to use the Blue Norther to do.
For his selfless and loving efforts to bring health and happiness to many others in need, Dr. Benjamin Labrot received the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Qinghai. For Dr. Labrot's pioneering efforts in founding the Floating Doctors, Supreme Master Qinghai also made a contribution of $10,000 in their support.
Thank you so much. This is going to be of an enormous help to us, and this $10,000 is going to help thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the world. And we really appreciate it. Thank you. I just want to extend my deepest personal thanks to the Supreme Master Qinghai. It really means a lot to us and to me personally that there are people who are also committed to the same ideals that we are, to service, to love, to peace, and to improving people's health worldwide. Thank you so much.
We thank you, Dr. Benjamin Labrot and the Floating Doctors, for your remarkable expedition of love that helps improve the lives of individuals, their families, and greater communities. May heaven bless your voyage, your team, as well as those you serve. Gentle-hearted viewers, it was a joy having you with us on today's program. Now, please stay tuned for Words of Wisdom, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May unconditional love shine through all co-inhabitants on planet Earth.